Almighty God, this is our confession. We know all things are possible to you if we believe. Your prophet made us understand, not only to you, he said, all things are possible to us also if we can believe, Lord. We will pray that you will help our unbelief tonight, Lord. Thank you once again for this privilege and honor that you have given us to come to your house, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace, O God, that we have enjoyed in diverse ways and measure. Since Sunday when we last gathered, you have been with each and every one of us, Father. We never had evil reports. We are so grateful, Lord. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. We submit ourselves to you, Lord, because there is no better place that we can be other than to be in your presence, to be in your house. And we are so glad, Father, tonight to be in your house, to be in your presence, because we know, Father, you have good things in store for us, Lord. We pray, Father, that while you are blessing, O God, don't pass any one of us by. Take away every hindrance from our life, everything that we want to stand as an hindrance, Lord. We plead your precious blood. May it come for us in Jesus' name. We pray, eternal Father, that you will take preeminence of the service tonight. Put every devil under our feet, O God. Father, have your full way, have your full course, Lord. Pray for your servant that are not here, Lord, your servant in Bakatari, O God. Some of your servants that have traveled, O God, especially for the minister's meeting. We pray, Father, that your grace will be with them, O God. Your children gather in like manner around the world, especially our country, Nigeria. We pray, Father, the same blessings that you give to us here, may you also release to them, Father. Help us in the prayer section. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 14. Let's start reading from verse 12. But when the prophet was reading, he just read two verses. But so that we get a better picture, let's read from verse 12. Yeah. He said, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of that portion of his word in our hearts in Jesus Christ's name. You can be seated. God bless you. And once again, we are welcome to midweek service. I just want to appreciate everyone. I want to appreciate everyone for your prayers for me, and your text messages and your call. It meant a whole lot to me on Monday. God bless you richly. I'm someone that some of those things I don't value it. Well, because the responsibility that a man is facing many times, I mean, sometimes you don't want to just look at some of those things, but we thank God for women in our lives. Amen. So they could help us fill that space. So I want to really thank everyone for your prayers and your calls, your text messages, especially the gifts that I received, you know, from people. And I begin to ask myself, I say, God, this thing that is coming is not me. I mean, I'm not worthy to receive this thing. Some of the words that were coming from the people, the prayers, the birthday wishes, you know, it even got, I mean, I'm not saying it to glorify myself, just to glorify God. I received call from around the world, you know, and I began to look some of the things some of those people were saying. They say, you don't know what you have done. And I said, Lord, well, that time I looked like an hard man. You know, some of my friends and colleagues that we have worked together before, and I begin to say, wow, Lord, I'm grateful that I had that opportunity to represent you. You know, and somebody is far away, you know, I don't know how they call it, far away, I mean, when I mean far, far away, and he could just express that, and by way, just to show that they express, you know, they send a token to me, and I'm like, I don't merit it, you know, and a family here also gave me a large sum of money. That it will buy good food for my children, you know. So I want to say, God bless you. It means a whole lot to me. You know, sometimes when I read through the quote of the prophet, and I say, Abraham, thank the people. Now I think I can understand. Amen. You know, when you do something and it touched, I mean, it reached where it's supposed to reach. So I really say, thank you so much. And may God bless you in Jesus' name. We're just a little tool in the hand of God, because I'll just look and say, God, thought that we have not even done anything. We are just starting. So for this that the people are saying, Lord, this is not me. I'm just praying every day, help me to be a better version. And that was why when I was putting the Thanksgiving, you know, message out, that was also my prayer, that Lord, I want to be a better version of me. Because I know there is something that you have for me, and there's a purpose why you brought me here. You allow me to meet those people. Lord, just help me that I will not fall from that place. I will not fall from that position. Amen. And you see, just got me thinking, I just want to read from this quote of the prophet, from the message, Why Christ Speak, and paragraph 7. Brother Brown was just talking to some of the brethren in this place where he went to. And Brother Brown said he was just thinking why they were, you know, preparing for service. Said he asked the question that what is could be greater than you knowing that you are safe? Amen. As you know, whatever age that we are in, I mean, some of us 30s, some of us 40s, some of us in our 50s, some of us in our 60s, some of us in our 70s, which are fine. Those things are good. At each my soul, you can look at certain things and you want to thank God for. But Brother Bram said, what greater thing could you have, you know, than knowing that you are saved? And I just want to read direct from him. Now he says, so we are knowing that God being with us is one of the greatest things. He said, I was in the room this afternoon praying, and I thought, what is a greater something to know that you are saved? Now just tell me, what will be greater, you know? I said to a friend of mine, Brother Evans, I said, Brother Evans, if I had a little button here that I could press, and I would go back 20 years old, and I would be just 20 years old for 10,000 years, wouldn't that be fine? That would be very good, you know, prime of your age. I want to say something that, yeah, I mean, prime of your age, maybe at that 20, you are not married, no responsibility. So you're just living your life good, you know, just you alone, enjoy yourself. It's going to be a fine one, right? It says, and you'll be king over all the earth, and you never get a bit older. You just stay that age, 20, for 10,000 years. There's a button, they just say you press it. And you have everything in this world in your hands. You live in luxury for 10,000 years. And then you will be lost at the end of the 10,000 years. I tell you, some people will choose that. Let me not get ahead of myself. Or you press another button and die immediately. with eternal life. I tell you, my own decision, I will press it immediately. I know I have a wife there and I have children, but they will understand. I will press it immediately. As Brother Bram said, Brother Bram said, I will press the button for eternal life. Not even take a second thought. Do you know when the scripture says, I don't know, Brother Joy, maybe you can help us flash that scripture. If I gain the whole world and lose my soul. That thing started, a thought has been going through my mind on that scripture, although that's not our text tonight, but wherever God help us to reach, our text tonight is why Christ speak. He said, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the what? Whole world and lose his soul. That scripture is deep. Or what shall a man give in what exchange for his soul? Let me explain it very simply what it means. You know Satan can bless you. Amen. Satan can bless you. God can also bless you. But Satan's blessing is perverted. So what the scripture is saying, what shall it profit a man if he chooses to go after Satan's blessing? I mean, I don't want to dive into some places because it's prayer meeting. There are certain things that you can do, you will become a billionaire immediately. You can just go to a babalawo now, tell him, take 20 years. They press everything do for you. That is one of it. You are profited. You have gained the whole world. You can buy women because they are so cheap now. You can buy them. Is it 100,000? Is it 1 million? You can give a woman because you will be in luxury. You can drive the latest car. Live in the best of art. Breath, you will lose your soul. That is the path some people are taking. And that's why I read that initial quote of the prophet that they said, if those two decisions are given to him, that he be at 20 years, the prime of his age, very agile, sharp, curly hair, nice, young boy, smell nice, good car. I mean, that's a wasoppy life, you know. But at the end, you lose your soul. I tell you, some people are already on that path. But they need the mercy of God. And it is not too late. You can come back. Or you press and you know you die. But you know, let me tell you something. You cannot do business with Satan and Satan will not collect something from you. You know that? Let me also drop that. So when you are doing something with Satan, no, he will definitely take his own. He will collect from you. Yes. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 10 billion, come for me, that's what it means. Give me 10 million, let me live for 30 years, enjoy everything. And after 30 years, I'm gone. I lose my soul. I tell you, some people are on that path. But like the prophet said, what is life? I mean, may God help us. Now let's come to our message, why Christ speak. Paragraph 28. Brother Bram said, I would like to use three words. And the title is, why Christ is a question. God spoke to Moses. If you look at that place where we read, it was the children of Israel. God, you know, he loved them so much. And he had promised them that he was going to send them a deliverer. He's going to deliver them. And as the prophet said, Abraham said, God always keeps his word. Amen. God always keeps his promise, you know. And he remembered them after they had, you know, he had seen them under, you know, the tax master, how they had been punished. And God, he sent Moses his servant. Now, Abraham said, if I would call a subject, I'd like to use the attitude of people towards God's anointed. And just for a short time, perhaps 20 minutes or 30 minutes, then we start the prayer line. Now, God had called Moses a special calling. Amen. And when God was calling Moses, he had the people that they wanted to use Moses, you know, to work with. But these people, they had their attitude towards, you know, Moses. Now, Brother Sam, when God calls a man and anoints him for a certain duty, he expects that man to carry that out to the letter. Amen. God doesn't want us to, it doesn't want to give a man a commission and him, ham around about it. That is, the man just dilly-dally, you know, playing with a job. Amen. Just like any serious businessman that gives you a job, he wouldn't want you to play with his job. That's why the Igbo men are so strict. They tell you 8 o'clock, they mean 8 o'clock. There's some of us of this other group that play with time. A serious businessman, he doesn't play with his time. Amen. And that's how God is. God is also a businessman. Amen. He doesn't waste resources. He doesn't joke with his people. He doesn't joke with his assignment. Now, he wants him to go straight forward. When God calls a man, he gives him a job. He wants that man to go straight forward and do just exactly what he's commissioned to do. Don't look right or left. Just go forward. That's why don't be angry with them sometimes. If you see they are not paying attention, that man is on a mission. Amen. That's why sometimes some people say some things. I mean, for those that are anointed and those that know, you know where God is taking them to, they are not distracted by those things. Amen. Because what? They know where they are going to. They don't look by the side. Those are distractions. Oh, they say this about you. I don't need that. The man is looking forward. Amen. Now, Brother Sam, the children of Israel, they have been in bondage for 400 years, but God has promised that they will visit them. We all know that. And God keeps every promise that he makes. You believe that? He cannot lie. He is God. And the time has come for this visitation, and I believe tonight, apparently, you know, that God has made a promise that he will return again. Is that right? Oh, sure. I believe that we are near that time. This morning when I was speaking on that subject, I could almost feel the current as to say that the nearness of the Lord Jesus. Somebody will say, what year is that, Brother Joseph? 59. What year are we? 2025. Look at that, the prophecy, as if it was going to be that following month. I tell you, it's near. It's near than you think. Amen. And the time is in God's hands. Amen. Now Moses being called for this purpose. He was a man. God trained him 80 years before he ever was able to use him. 40 years he was in the palace, 40 years in the wilderness. Now God can train a man and take him 100 years for a 30-minute walk. Are you there? That's why we all have our different assignments. Don't you never try to be me. I will never try to be you by the grace of God. We all have our different assignments. When you are looking at me, when I'm looking at you, I will miss the mark. That's why I'm reading directly from the prophet. The Bible says, a man that God has commissioned, God has called, he knows where he's going. That man will not waste time. That is why there is no premature death in God. You believe that? I mean, when God trained a man, maybe training for 25 years or 30 years, and just using 30 minutes. And after that 30 minutes, God say, your time has finished. And he died that 30 years. People say, oh, it's a premature death. But before God, it's not. The man has fulfilled his time. He has fulfilled his purpose. Amen. Paragraph 35. Now, Abraham said, you see, God trained his men and also his children. For every son that cometh to God must be chastened and tried. God bless you. Now, God trains his men, then he anoints them. And he gives them experience. He takes them through the rigid training, down through the sounds of burning punishment. Is he a wicked God? He's a loving God. He takes them through trying. Sometimes those things are not funny. It takes them through what? Testings. Not only does he do that to his prophets, but he does it to his children, every one of us. For every son that cometh to God must be what? Chastened and tried. Tested by what? The word. Amen. That's why you check your life. What is it that Satan is fighting about you? is this word? Just check it. That is why it's fighting our spiritual life. That is why, just check it. If anything that you know Satan is after you, what he wants to get is just to stop you from praying. And there's nobody that he doesn't come to. I mean, even me, he came to me. He told me, what is the use of serving God? When you pray, and sometimes what you're asking God, God does not give you. I say, Satan, get out. God answer prayer. If there's nothing you can say, at least this one that I experienced today is just a blow back to you that God answers prayer. You know, Satan is a very good preacher. He will place the things very well and say, why are you wasting your time? Why are you doing it? Then you should, you know, like something I used to say when we begin to ask God the question, why me, Lord? I mean, don't ask God that kind of question. If not you, who? Should it be Brother Chue? Or should it be Brother Joseph? You've got to go through your trial. Your own will be different from my own. Amen. And when you are going through your own, others are not going through their own. As we had a few services ago, they will come to their own. I mean, if they are true son, true daughter, every true child of God must be tested by this thing we say we believe. I tell you, brother, now money you won't find. God will test you. Is it money? You will find that money if you serve me. But you have just got to follow me. That's what God will tell you. But if you want to be ahead of him, he will tell you, then you just go your way. But if you want to follow me, you have got to surrender. Like the message I was listening to, a prisoner. You have got to surrender, just like a goat. Proverbs said they beat the goat. Beat it. You think it's an easy process? They put it through fire. Just one. To bring, you know, the beauty of it. And when the goldsmith looked at it, he could see himself, you know, yeah, this is a pure gold. And that's the same way God takes his children also. Amen. Let's have that paragraph, bro. Ram said, not only his prophets, but his children. You see, when the pinch comes, the strong time, when it faces death, are you able to stand there on the word? That's a question. And say, God says so. That settles it. I have cancer. God said, he's the God that healed all my disease. That settles it. I don't have food in my house. God said, I am the God that supply all your needs. That settles it. Can you take him at his word? I am weak. But God said, let the weak say, they are strong. I said, that's it. It's a lie. You are not strong. You say, Satan, I am strong. Say, you are strong, but your leg, they shake. I am strong. Satan is a very terrible guy. He say, oh, you say, you have, but you don't have food in your house. Have you eaten this morning? Say, God say, it will supply my need. Just keep putting the word. The bird of the air, how they fly, they dawn, they speak. God give them food. Then is it me that is a son? How we eat tonight? You just tell Satan that. Amen. Now, Abraham said, you see, and God had called such man. And that man was Moses. But Moses, a great deal like many of us. And this is where I want us to watch. When the people pressed him so hard, Moses, why do you not leave us in Egypt? We would have just been there eating the cucumber. How many of us know cucumber? I used to tell my children, I tell Timothy, I said, that is what those people were asking. I mean, to eat cucumber and garlic. He will look at me and say, is it food? Daddy? I say, it's fruit. But that's what those people want to eat. When God wanted to give them angels' food, Brabant said, is that not a great deal like us? God wants to give us angels' food. For me. I cannot wait. I cannot wait, Lord. But just give me the one where the okuku better can tell Loma. I mean, I don't want to say what's coming. It's better I should just go back to where I'm coming from. Why do you want to go back to Egypt? It's kuku better make I just go back. I mean, you will die there. God that has called you out, he know why he has called you out. Don't go back. I will say it. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and we're just sharing certain experience. And he said, Mr. Joseph, are you sure you will not come and see a prophet? have a prophet in my church, because even God, he has reason why he gives us prophets. And I look at him, I say, well, that's a good thing. I believe with you, every man should have a prophet. I say, but you know, there are fake prophets. I say, no, this one, what they tell you, na very covert prophet. I look at it, I say, God, is this not a test? Then I told him, I say, I cannot come. I say, because what I have, he passed away to that prophet again. If that is, if it's a true prophet, if God wants him to give me a message, I don't need to go and see him. He will tell him, the message will come. He say, ah, I get the yeki bojo. May God help us. I had to share that thing with my wife. You know, sometimes Satan knows where to get you. At your weakest point, if you are not careful, you will backslide. I tell you. That's why Brother said, God will test us by this word. God, I have prayed. I have fasted. I am trusting you for a child. 20 years, the child never called. Are you sure I will not go and see TB Joshua? Oh, he's gone now, right? The man is asleep. Okay. Like another woman told me in a leisure market, a very dear friend of mine. He said, there's one prophet, I've forgotten his name. She said, the man is on the internet. I will give you the link. Connect with that man. Once you don't see, you connect online, the man will know you. I said, I don't need it. I don't need all those. I mean, why do I need to be running after? When I have somebody, the one that I have, God is enough for me. I mean, God is enough. That's where our problem is, when we begin to run after men. You have, oh, Bro Joseph, he has the gift. Then I follow Bro Joseph. I will chop your money if I don't have God. Make a talk again. I will chop your money if I don't have God. When you follow so-called pastor or so-called prophet, they are just using gift. Not this man. You don't know the man just using maybe something. He will siphon their money. And at the end of the day, you see the same result. They don't get answer. Then people say there is no God. I tell you, there is God. Amen. But Bible says, you see, but Moses, a great deal like us, every time he comes to a place, to something, something has to be done. Is that not? Uluwa, say this is it. Uluwa, this is it. I mean, now. It's okay. You can pray like that. But sometimes God doesn't give you now. Amen. You see, Moses called out, oh Lord, what must I do in this place? Because the pressure was also too much on him. The people are pressuring him. Now, isn't that just like we do? When your wife meets you, daddy, daddy, wakilemashe. Is this how we will continue to be? Are you mad? Maybe because of the pressure, you go and do what God doesn't want you to do. He said, why are you talking about the women? I mean, they are weaker vessels. And sometimes they can just, you know, we understand. They could just speak in a way, you know, out of emotion. Oh, daddy, what? Do something. Do something. As though he's a magician. He can't do anything except for him to do. Amen. Oh, pastor, do something. Pastor, the church is on fire. Do something. President, do something. Governor, do something. Like what is happening now. May God have mercy on this country. You see that? When people do, they do without God, they will do rubbish. Now, the pressure was so much on Moses. Brother says, isn't that just like we do? God had blessed him. God had anointed him above his brethren. And God gave him a message and a ministry that had not been on the earth since that day until that day. And yet, every time something takes place, Moses runs off to God. You see? We did say, Lord, what must we do? What must I do in this case? And you know what? God got kind of tired of it, I believe. He said, Moses, why are you always crying? You don't come on. I mean, God doesn't look at emotions. Do you know that? God doesn't, he doesn't act like man. So people, is it your errand boy? You are sending God a message. I mean, sometimes there is authority in the world, but not that kind. You are sending God as though it's your dog. When you throw something and they, no. May God help us.
Brother, every time Moses will go, he will be crying. God got tired. Moses, what is wrong with you? I have given you something. I've given you the word. I've given you my spirit. I've given you my life. What else do you want? Speak. Amen. The man said, why? Oh my. He said, why are you crying to me? Speak to the people and do what? Go forward. Man, if any time ever looked like they ought to be a retreat, was there. But God has no retreat. See, there is no place to retreat in God. You just go forward. The doctor say it is cancer. You do what? Go forward. If he say it is TB that is in your body, what do you do? Go forward. Don't cry. If the devil say you can't give this up, you do what? Go forward. If your home say that you are going to be a fanatic, you do what? Go forward. The church turn you out, what do you do? Go forward. See, there is no retreating. We are not going back. We do what? Go forward. Speak and do what? Go forward. That's what God wants us to do. At every junction, at every point in our life, when something happens, we run to God. It's a good thing. What must I do? But don't cry. It's not every time you are crying. Oh, wow. Why not sit down? I mean, there is a program, God. I mean, when you understand God to that level, Lord, I know that you are the master planner. There is a program of my life with you. You are the one that have the final say. So I am asking you now, Lord, to give me what is in your perfect way for me right now. If it is this suffering, I mean, I'm going through. If it is this testing, what I'm asking you is to give me grace. Can you see how you are praying now? You are not commanding him, say, oh Lord, now, give me answer. Like the prophet was caught up in that one time, when people will always pressure him. People will pressure him and say, see a vision for us. See a vision. Tell us. And one of the times, God had to, you know, caution the prophet. Why are you asking me for the vision? When there is a door, say the Lord. Amen. When there is a door, say the Lord. This one is greater than a vision. Then why do you need to go and see a prophet? For your case. Ah, boya wala don't shelele wow. God, Baba said, God does not. Sometimes the kind of fast that we put ourselves on, it's not God that is putting that kind of fast. When God put fast on you, you won't get hungry. Amen. When God put fast on you, you will not be murmuring in that fasting. You will be happy doing it. Are you there now? That's why. What we need is a revival. As the prophet said, we go, you know, we prepare to pray. It's not retreating. Let's go back to where. No. It's not retreating. But Bible said, like Moses, perhaps that's the condition many of us are. We want to go. We are crying, Lord. Okay, what do I do now? What do I do? Look at the landlord. The landlord has come. They will soon chase me. What do I do? Speak. Your cry will not solve it. Your cry, it will not solve it. Your emotion will not solve it. What God wants you to do is to speak. And do what? Move forward. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Lord, this situation. I want you to do like this, and like this for me. And help me, Lord, while you are doing that. I mean, that is how you can create stamina for yourself. Is there any one of us that don't have trouble? We've got troubles. But how do we weather it through? We try to understand what is the mind of God concerning every situation. It's not that, I mean, when I'm looking for sympathy from Papa Bat now, if God does not help Papa Bat to help me, I'm only worsening my problem. Two of us will just say, oh God, where you answer? Speak. Shall we bow our head? Speak and move forward. Don't cry. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Now every day we come church, we know result. I tell you there is result. The result that you are saying, maybe just with you, result it is. God answer prayer. God meet the needs of his children. God heals sicknesses. God delivers. He saves. He fills with the Holy Ghost. God bless you, sir. His promises is for you. It's for me. That's why, as the prophet told us, Brother Bram said, all things are possible with God. All things are also possible with you if you can believe God. Oh, yes. That's why God doesn't need our emotions. He doesn't need that. Like the prophet said in the message, he said, they say God is a God of compassion. He said God, and you look at when he went to the pool of Bethesda, and there were many impotent folks there. He said, okay, if he's a God of compassion, he would have just healed every one of them. But like he always say, I do nothing but what I see my Father doing. Nobody can boss God to a corner. You cannot push God and even a conscience. No. It's not that kind. It's not that kind. That's why, whichever way the message has gone, husbands, don't let your wife pressure you. Wives, don't let your husband pressure you. Let me put it vice versa now. Parents, don't let your children pressure you. Whatever is going on, that is a opera, that is a challenge in your home, or a challenge in your place of work, challenge in your neighborhood, maybe challenge in the church. All that God is looking up to you to do is just speak and move forward. Don't cry. Don't be murmuring. Don't be complaining. It will not help you. Don't say, my Catholic church is better. That's a bad thing. Your Catholic church is better. Do you know what you are saying? So are you saying that it is devils that is here? This is a gathering of sons and daughters of God. So don't allow Satan to use your mouth and say things that will not glorify God. No matter what, you know, may come your way, be positive. Like Brother will always encourage us. He said, never be negative. You always be positive. Maybe it is pressure at your place of work. You've got a lot of responsibility. And you know, Oga, what do I do? What do I do? Hey, nobody will pity you. If they even pity you, they will not give you solution. The only person that can give you solution is God. And that's what we are trying to present to us tonight. Know that God is the one that has answer. That's why we come to Him. The Bible says you are sick. That's why you come to God. You are coming to Him because you know He's your healer. Are you a sinner? You want to be saved? You are coming to Him because you know He's your Savior. Are you in need? And you want answers to your need? You are coming to Him because you know He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Believe Him that way. Come to Him that way. Come with that approach. Come with that attitude. And I tell you, you are going to receive bountiful harvest. Like the prophet said, Brother Bram said, oh, I believe God got tired of Moses. Every time he goes, Lord, what must I do? Look at what the people are saying. Oh, look at what they are doing now. Lord, what must I do? God say, oh boy, speak. Don't you know what is in your hand? I've given you a rod. What do you mean? Stretch it over the water. The same way God has given us His word. But the Bible said, just like that mama eagle. When he's training the eaglets, of course, because the eaglet and the young ones, they've not experienced certain things in life. When he takes them on that flight, he begins to tell them, do you know what this your wing carry? The Bible says, just like the Old and New Testament. He said, this your wing is very powerful. Don't be scared of the storm. Don't be scared of all this noise. And that's the same way God is telling you, my brother. Don't be scared of that bill that they have given you. He said, but Joseph, do you know how many bills they knocked me? They give me bill of 10 million. God can solve it. You are not the first one to be in that. And you will not be the last one. Oh, do you know what the doctor wrote when I went for examination? They say I have TB. You are not the first and you will not be the last. You can reject it and say TB is not for me. That's what God wants you to do. Just speak the word and move forward. To begin to cry. What did the money TV? And so will that cry bring solution? or you lost your job. You begin to cry, oh, I lost my job. Oh, God, what must I do? Speak, Lord, this is what I want you to do for me. And move forward. Because I mean, no man will pity you. If you are looking for woman sympathy, no man will pity you. If they even pity you, they cannot help you. Except God help them to help you. So we need to get to a point that we see God as our helper. And know how to take him at his word. Because that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to speak. Enough of our murmuring. Enough of our complaining. Enough of our crying. Oh Lord, am I really on the right path? Brother, sister, oh Lord, this is my fasting. This is my prayer. Is he really doing something? He's doing something. Don't be weary. Don't be asking God funny questions. You just do what he says you should do. And move forward. Be like Father Abraham. As the prophet said in this message, while Christ speak, he said, they look and say, oh, they, you are going to be a fanatic. But the Bible says, don't listen, move forward. They say, oh, you are a old school. Don't listen to them, move forward. Oh, your own is too much. Are you the only Christian in here? Move forward, brother. One day, the testimony will come. I'm just the one that gave you a testimony now. Of some group, at that point when we're together, I mean, when I had a relationship with those women, I thought, oh God, why would these people do this? But I just, you know, life continues. That's me. Whatever come my way, Lord, maybe you just allow this to come my way. But along the line, God will just, you know how to glorify himself. You see the people now, what if I misbehave? I will have this testimony to give. So whatever you are going through, my brother, whatever you are going through, my sister, you just speak and move forward. Do like Jesus will do. He said, I do nothing but what I see the Father doing. Lord, what is your plan for my life? What is your will? This junction that I have. What is it, Lord? I have cried. I have begged. I have talked to people. But Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for every of those things. I want you to help me. Remember one time, Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, which prophet said, he had so many descriptions that was given to him. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, in another place, he called himself Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Oh my. But brother, as great and mighty as he was, because of the great duty that God had for him, he didn't know that he was going to face many things. Of course, when God encountered him on his way to Damascus, he told him, he said, you suffer many things. And one of the things was the issue of his eyesight. And he himself, he spake it, and it was recorded in the Bible. Paul, we always go to God. Oh Lord, this is my high problem. Take it away from me. He went second time. This is my high problem. Oh God, take it away from me. He went the third time. Oh God, this is my high problem. Take it away. By the time he was going for the fourth time, he said, Lord, your grace is what I want. Your grace is what I want. Because in this thing, I want to glorify you. Brothers and sisters, as the prophet said, let us parallel this experience of Moses with the children of Israel, with our own life. Parallel it with your situation. And be like Moses. If you have been crying, don't cry again. Remember, God has trained you just like he trained Moses. When he was training Moses at the backside of the desert, but soon Moses forgot all those things. God gave him a rod. He forgot that he was holding a rod. God gave him something that he could show to the Egyptian. Moses had forgotten so soon. And that is our problem. But brother, realize what is inside of you. Greater is that one that is in you than every demon that is in the world. Greater is the person in you than every challenge that you are going to face in your life, because God is more than a match. Remember, is the master of every circumstance. Before you are going through any circumstance you are going through, he has gone ahead of you. So he knows about it. He's just watching, brother. Just like the mama eaglet is settled somewhere watching out the eaglet are just struggling. I said, okay, God, since you see me, let me now. No. He wants you to exercise your strength. He wants you to be perfected in that your situation. He wants you to learn something. Like one of our mama was telling me, I said, oh, yes. I know. He wants you to learn something. So don't chide him foolishly. You just speak and move forward. Forward ever, backward never. Do I go back? No, no going back. We are going forward. Like one of the songs we used to sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. What is it that the world wants to give me? Is it their riches? At the end of it, I will lose my soul. That's why we read that scripture. What will it profit you, my brother? What will it profit you, my sister? Okay, you have all the old money, and maybe when sickness comes, you can fly to Dubai, or you fly to Great America. You have the best doctor to walk upon you. What if God does not show mercy, and on that operation bed, you are gone? Then all the money, all the dollars, all the millions, the billion is wasted. But we are talking of one that will give you eternal life. Not only that, plus is going to give you good health. It's going to give you peace. It's going to give you joy. That's why we have come to him. Just speak and go forward. Okay, Lord, this has stopped. I'm moving forward. This is the next place I'm going to. Lord, I just want you to bless me. I want you to prosper me. Oh, God, I have just lost my job. Okay, what do I do? It's not the point for you to cry, brother. Enter the next phase of your life. Enter the next season of your life. And rejoice in it. Don't look for human sympathy, because it will not give you a solution. You are not the first that will lose a job, and you will not be the last. Oh, God. The creditors, they are coming to take away my property. You are not the first. You are not the last. Speak. Lord, I don't want them to take my property. As they are coming now, I'm going to talk to them like this. I'm going to say like this and say like this. And while I'm speaking that way, I want you to put, you know, human hearts, you know, in them. Take away every stone they have, Lord. I tell you, God answers prayer, brother, sister. Oh God, they have said they are going to take me to prison. They are going to take me to court. Present the matter before God. Tell him what you want over that matter. Lord, I don't want to go to court. I don't want to go to police station. Because I mean, it's going to be a reproach. Lord, this and this is what I want you to do for me. Lord, the landlord has said he's going to evict me. I am your son. I cannot just suffer the shame. Lord, maybe I was wrong somewhere. Have mercy upon me. Lord, but I just want him to give me some more time. And I want you to help me. I'm not going to be lazy. I'm going to go out now. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I want you to bless me. I tell you, God will bless you, brother. That's the kind of attitude that God is looking for. God is not looking for men that will just sit there. As one of our ministers will say, Kwelekutu. You sit there and just waiting for God to pity you? No. He wants you to move forward. And that's why he has given you another privilege. You are in church. Remember, every son and every daughter of God, you will be tested, you will be tried. And that's why I read it, so that every one of us will see. And Barry Brown said, what are you tested by? It's by this word, this thing that you say you believe, brother. You'll be tested by it. This message that we say we believe will be tested every day. Oh, producer, they took my right. If I tell you many things that I suffer me myself today, 19th of March 2025, if I want to claim right, I will just be a hooligan. Maybe I will just be a nuisance. I had to look, Lord, this is not what I know you will do. I had to take the back seat. okay, let them just do whatever they want to do. Let me lose for you. They say, well, you're a fool. Thank you. I know they go. Thank you. You just take those things sometimes. It is part of the experience for the journey. Keep on speaking. Keep on moving forward. As the prophet said, no retreat, no surrender. No retreat, no surrender. For a child of God. Oh God, my prayer life. I want you to strengthen it, Lord. My commitment to you, I want you to strengthen it, Lord. My services to you, I want you to strengthen, Lord. I'm not going back. I know where I'm going. Help me, oh God. May I hit the target. May I hit the goal. Yes, this is what you are calling me to do. Lord, I need more grace. And he will tell you, my grace is sufficient for you. Oh, yes. Only believe. All things are possible. Why all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed. While we bring this section to a close, as I doze at the altar, no doubt something has brought them here and they are talking it over with God. Just like one songwriter said, I like to kneel down and talk it all over with him. Sometimes I like to say, Lord, you've done so much for me. That's what some people need to tell God this night. When my path was so dim, when my path was so dark, oh Lord, okay, thank you. Thank you. Sometimes that's what God wants to hear from us. Even in that terrible situation, he just wants to hear you say, Lord, I thank you for the gift of life. Even though the trouble is so much, but I'm still alive. I'm not in the insane institution. I'm not in prison yet. I'm here in church. I have my family with me. Oh God, I thank you. I like to kneel down and talk it all over with him. I like to say, Lord, oh Lord, you've done so much. You want to be remembered tonight. And you say, Lord, this is me again, Lord. Standing in the midst of prayer. What the next brother is saying, I don't know and I don't want to know, Lord. This is just me and you. Just as we had last week, you are before the mirror of God. Lord, this is me and you. Oh, this is what I want. Give me the strength to move forward. Have you lost the joy of your salvation? Are you tired serving the Lord? Like Brother Brown says, somebody was telling him one time, maybe it was Brother Nevi. He said, Brother Brown, the people are discouraged in the church. Brother Brown said, why are they discouraged? Remember David one time in the Psalms, he said, he encouraged himself in the Lord. You yourself, brother, encourage yourself. What if pastor is not there? What if daddy is not there? Won't you serve God? Like I was telling, I think it was Bakatare Church. I said, I mean, we are the days that on our home, we will ignite prayer meeting. I needed to be, you know, to be reminding my family. I said, we need that thing back. No matter what this civilization is doing today, we need to train these children. You will fast, you will not die. No food today. It's not that there is no food in the house. Come and see, there's food in the house, but I want you to fast. You are training them. Oh, Daddy, you are going to pray tonight. Even if it's 30 minutes, come and kneel down here. Pray with me. Because what if we are no more there tomorrow? What will we leave for them? I mean, you need to present them to a God that can answer prayer. Before their wicked friends, anointed by the devil, will present them a substitute. Speak. Why we request pastor to please pray for us. Just only believe all things are possible.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are happy to be back to thy house again for this midweek meeting. Thank you for being with us as we left here on Sunday. Our granddaughter coming in, he has been before your watchful eyes. Really allow the enemy to carry out his wicked plans. According to how your word described the enemy, he has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you came so that we might have life, so that we might have it more abundantly. Thank you, Father, because we know you are the one that has the final say. No matter what the enemy plans, if you do not give the go-ahead, it will come to zero. That is our joy. That is our confidence. That is our assurance. We are very grateful, Father. Lord, we thank you because your prophet said, when we come to your house, we come to check up with our soul salvation. It has pleased you to speak to us like this tonight. We cry, speak. Help us never to be negative. Help us to always be positive, regardless of what comes. If you are giving us your life for our soul salvation, what else can you not give us? You say, greater love and no man than this, that a man love his friends, and he gave his life unto them. Increase our faith. Help us to take you at your word. All your promises are yea and amen. We know you are not a man that should lie, nor the son of man that should repair to what he has said. Whatever you have spoken, you are by it, you will bring it to manifestation. Give us faith, Lord. Give us confidence, Lord. No matter what the enemy try, always help us to overcome him. Thank you, Father. Whatever has brought your children forward to the altar, our needs differ from person to person. There's no person that does not have one form of need or the other. They only differ. Whatsoever has brought them forward, are those that are in the altar, all of us, whatever our needs are, we are looking forward to you at this hour. Meet those needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us faith to take you at your word, to appreciate you, to confess positive until we see the manifestation. You have taught us, say, whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received. Then shall we have it. And we know your word cannot fail. Thank you, Father. Let it be, Lord, that at the end of the service, Lord, when we come for us to pray, inspire us to pray and become a saint. When service finally comes to a close, when we'll be going back home, may we go with assurance, with confidence, with testimonies, that we are giving you opportunity again tonight to speak to our Maker. Thank you, our Father. Bless your servant that you have used. Lord, we pray you replenish it for the virtue that has left him. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the praises. Take all the adoration. Take all the worship, Lord. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for bringing us to your house for this midweek service. And we are grateful unto you for the great blessings you have blessed us with, both through the worship service, the preaching aspect of the service, and this prayer aspect also. In each of it, we have seen your hand, we have seen your favor, and we have seen your blessings. Lord, we are grateful unto you that we have the opportunity to hear from you and also to speak back unto you. All our needs and requests and desires that we have laid at your feet, we know according to your word they are receiving attention before your throne. Lord, until their manifestation will come, give unto us faith, give unto us patience, give unto us perseverance, take away doubt, unbelief, negativity, complaint, whatsoever that are instrument of the enemy, take them far away from us. Help us, O God, to hold unto your unchanging hand, holding all your promises, O living God, as we are in positive expectation of their manifestation. Thank you, dear Father. May the blessings of this service be permanent in the life of each and every one of us. We pray you bless your servant that you have used to lead this service. Recall him, renew his strength, and Lord, lift up the honor of his ministry. Once again, we thank you for joining mercies you have granted to some of your servants today that have traveled for the minister's meeting. Those that will travel tomorrow, may you also watch over your servants, grant joining mercies. May you preside over the meetings. May they be a blessing unto us, and by extension, the bride of Christ. Other ones, your children that have journeys also tomorrow to the rest of the widows going to promotion and other places, may you watch over your people. The purpose of these journeys, may they be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you, Eternal Father. Oh Lord, we want to ask that when we dismiss, you take us home safely, and Lord, give us a wonderful night rest. And Lord, if we are still here by Friday, may you bless, oh God, the tape service. On Sunday, when we have the privilege to gather together, may your blessing come upon us again. Thank you, Father. Give us grace and strength as we travel along this journey, and give us testimony on a daily basis. We want to especially commend those who are seeking for the Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that your prophet said that the waiting is, Lord, on us, is on our side, not on you, because you are waiting for us, Lord, to give us the Holy Spirit. Whatever it's the hindrance, oh God, may you remove such. Dear Father, give us the right kind of faith, give us the right kind of perseverance, give us the right kind of desperation. Grant this, is dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, by the time we come back here, oh God, the next time, may your glory once again be made manifest in our midst. Your servant that went to Bakata, they bring him back safely also. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. This note says, Sister Wadare sends her greetings from Sister Oluwarotimi. I think Sister Tai will also send greetings, and Evangelist Babalala also sent greetings when he arrived to Lorne this afternoon. And continue to remember us in prayer for the minister's meeting, for his grace and blessings. As we, some of us will travel tomorrow morning. God bless you richly. Shall rise. Hymn number 24. Living by faith. I care not today what the morrow may bring. Yes, if shadow or sunshine or rain, the Lord I know ruleth everything, and all of my worry is vain. Hallelujah. Faith in Jesus above. Oh, trust in God, find in His great love. Oh, from God I'm saved in His shadow. Tempest may blow, though tempest may blow and stop. God bless you. Oh, obscuring the brightness.
I'm leaving.